fundraisers going on that people have jumped in on. The International Association of Firefighters, Local 265 in Coffeyville. This Saturday night is their the hockey game in Tulsa. And we get some proceeds off of each ticket that's sold. When I checked it, I think it was last week, they'd sold 67 so far. So we have at least 67 people from Coffeyville heading to the hockey game on Saturday night. So, you know.
Great. That's wonderful. That's really good.
Yep. So you have 2 days left. If you want to buy the tickets, go to the Facebook page for the firefighters.
Yeah.
And there's a link there. It's
And I'll see if we can go ahead and repost that story that we did so that people have that and they can find it easier. So
okay, that'd be
great.
I'll
make a note to repost the story.
Yeah, and it is first responders, you know, appreciation night, so go support them too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we appreciate the firefighters here in Coffeyville and them, you know, picking the Midland Theater to make that donation too, because every little bit helps. And then along with that, for February, it's the Coffeyville Coffee Company, the Wayward Sun Donations,
yes,
is coming up. So we've got several people jumped in on that. You know, we always get $4 a bag from Ron and Lydia Bryce from the Coffeyville Coffee Company for the Midland. But for February, we had Mike and Leslie, Avey and James and Sandra Cantrell, Echelon Architects Design up in Independence, Brandon and Brooke Donna, and Ron and Lydia, of course, you know, all jumped in and are making donations on top for every bag that's sold. So that's going to help us, you know, continue with the construction that's going on down there.
And so from what I have, and correct me if you've heard otherwise, but 127 bags so far and $12 each bag, is that sound right? Is it 12 or 14?
It's 14.
14.
Now,
okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
So are you going to do the math there real quick?
No.
okay.
Actually, no, I can. Here, so 127 times 14. My calculator watch is saying it's $1,778.
Well, I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
So, and there's 5 days left, so you know you can get on online and order your coffee. And
they're trying to get to 200 bags. That's kind of the goal. So that's great.
And so how's your coffee tasting going here?
Oh, it's good. So we're on Champion this week.
Okay.
So, and then we're going to go back, since it's February, to Wayward Sun. You know, I spent all this time planning out, you know, our whole strategy here. So, yeah, we're going to finish up the month of February with Wayward Sun. And we go through it takes us about 6 days to go through a bag here at the station. So
that's not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. So, and it's great. I think that, Wayward Sun is super good. And it's just, I always love reading the backs of the bags.
Right.
Because it's like reading the back of a cereal box, you
right.
know.
While you're drinking your coffee, right. you have something to do.
It
so.
Is fun, so. And too, they're doing a 25% off discount code if you for any bag you buy of Wayward Sun.
Okay,
and that will go towards any other coffee, K cups, or the swag and stuff that they have. So
fantastic.
That's really cool.
Yeah, they're just great supporter, you know, of Coffeyville and everything. So, you know. We need to support them.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's a great deal. Speaking of the Midland, any update on the safe that you got down a couple weeks ago?
So we have the safe down. We've had, you know, our guy looking at it, and right now it's still locked. he's reaching out, checking some other resources he has, and some guys he needs to talk to.
Don't you wish the combo would just come to you in a dream or something like that? We
well,
get out of that.
You know, we really thought, you know, because there was some little red paint on the like three little dots on the dial, and I, you know, took a picture of it and sent it to him, and I said, you know, is this something maybe that? But no, he kind of turned it around.
Yeah,
and
messed around.
That's what
it.
We're hoping.
Yeah.
But, so no, we're waiting. I don't know, more to come later,
sure.
I guess.
We'll good deal.
It out.
Well, we'll so. Stay tuned on that.
And like I said, plan B is, you know, it might be an open field with some explosives or something test it out. But, you know,
grief.
We want to avoid that at all costs.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd say you just get a hacks on. Just
But, you know, patience, right? I don't know if you could get through that or not.
Hey,
I mean,
you know, have you ever seen, they have equipment for cutting through, like, big old geodes and stuff. It's like a little blade that goes back and forth.
Yeah.
And it just sits there, and they spray water on it, and it just sits there and cut slices through, and it takes all day. Maybe we could get one.
Yeah, it'd probably take probably a week to get through that thing.
Good
so
grief.
But it's interesting, and we'll have, I mean, it's like a continuing
it is
little,
it's our little human
cereal,
interest
yep.
story. It's a safe interest story there,
right?
So we got some updates. Coffeyville Area Community Foundation,
we do. So they've got their grant cycle open now through March the 10th, And, you know, anybody in town that has a reason maybe to apply for a grant, you might want to think about it. Go on the CoffeevilleFoundation.org website. There's applications there. You can stop by CACF at 117 West 9th Street to pick up an application. But like I said, that grant cycle ends on March 10th.
That's great. That is great. Good idea on that.
And then in partnership with, the foundation, Coffeeville's Reawakening, we're putting together a get-together for building business owners, anybody that's interested in maybe starting a business downtown or something, to go over the grants that are going to be available through the sales tax initiative, just to kind of have... Once the applications and everything are ready, we're going to, kind of host that and have people from the city there to answer questions on all these and how to kind of stack the loans and grants and everything that's going to be available for downtown.
No, that'll be good. And I know that we've got several listeners who are, business owners here in downtown working on, adding some space and different projects. So do you have a date or anything for that? Or is that just upcoming?
It's in the planning.
In the process.
Yeah,
okay.
We've talked about it. And we need to get it going. The city doesn't have their applications ready yet.
Okay.
And they're waiting to get the money that's coming in, we need a pool of that.
I know I've had some folks ask me, hey, how do we get on that? So
right.
I think that'll be a really good, and just stay tuned on that. We'll
right,
let you know.
Yeah. And then probably we've done this before. We had a business workshop downtown when Reawakening first started. And what we did, we opened, talked with the realtors and business owners, and we had the buildings that are for sale or lease downtown, we had those open. So after we had, the workshop, we, took a tour of all these buildings just so people could see them. So, we hope to do something like that too.
Good. Can spark some ideas, because sometimes, we can be like, oh, well, I don't want to take the time to call a realtor or whatever,
Right.
So this is kind of a one-stop event.
Yeah. And now's the time, to get in downtown. With all this sales tax and all the initiatives coming up, it's a great time to be thinking about it.
Absolutely.
So don't wait.
Wow.
And then the other thing we've got going on is a Coffeeville Innovation Lab workshop for the youth. We've got the date set. We don't have registration set yet. So April 15th and the 22nd, which are Saturdays, we're going to have two sessions each day, morning and afternoon. And this is for kids 8 to 10. And the workshop's going to be like a STEM type. We've got 3D printers that are coming in. They will be able to print on a 3D printer. Got some little activities that we're thinking about. And as soon as we get the registration and everything settled, we'll get it up online and let everybody know. But, mark your calendars on that. It is going to be limited to 12 people per class. So it's going to be a total of 48 that we can accommodate just because of the 3D printers, and you don't want a lot of, you can't have a huge group in there trying to do this.
Sure. So is there any sign up for that, or how do we?
Not yet.
Okay.
When we get ready to announce registration.
Great.
But you might do a save the date for April 15th or the 22nd on that one. So.
Good deal.
Yep.
Okay. And then we do have bingo coming up at Cedar Bluff Camp, right?
We do. And that, I went to the last one, which I'm not a bingo person, but it was a good crowd. And I mean, this supports Cedar Bluff up there. It's a beautiful area. Have you been up there yet?
I haven't yet. I really want to go to that bingo.
Okay.
So that'll be good.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll look for you there then.
Yeah. And, I know that different groups are starting to use it. For instance, South Coffeeville, that's where they're going to have their prom, I believe.
Okay.
And so they've never done that up there before. So that's going to be cool.
Yeah. We had our reunion. We had our 50th last year, and we had a reunion up there. So, it's just a great area. And I can remember going up there as a kid and camping, in the lodge and everything. So we do need to support them. So get out there for the bingo day on the 9th at 6 p.m. And then they always have concessions available.
Good deal. No, that's a fun time. Even if you've never played bingo before, it can be definitely fun.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be more fun if you win.
Right?
I don't.
You got to be lucky.
Yeah. So, and I'm not one of those lucky people.
And it's not the high stakes $10,000 bingo. This is regular.
No, it's regular bingo. So, but I mean, there's a lot of people there, and there's professionals. They have all those little dabbers. I think is what
daubers.
You call them.
Daubers.
Daubers. Okay.
Yep.
Doop, doop, doop. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
So.
Yeah, and they've got to have little trolls and all that stuff.
Right. So. Yep. So, that's all I have. Other than if you're looking to volunteer somewhere, give me a call.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, a great reminder for sure. So,
okay. And the radio club.
And the radio club. Yes. Yeah, a little update on that. Yeah, so we did have 4 people pass their technician, which is the entry-level license class that we were teaching. And we had 1 upgrade to general. And in fact, the FCC just approved those call signs, at least some of them that I know of, yesterday. So it took not very long.
So you know, do you pick your own?
No, so you can, but eventually. So you get the first one you get assigned to you, and then you can apply what's like a vanity license plate. You can apply for a vanity call sign, too.
Okay.
So, but yeah, the first ones are just auto-assigned, and it's pretty cool now. I mean, it used to be you had to wait like at least 15 days or something, but heck, even with the holiday, we got the call signs issued pretty quick. So we were able to get that information sent in to the FCC. They got it all processed, and they issued the call signs. So
they're
a lot faster than they used to be, which is really cool.
So if people are interested in that, how do they get a hold of
you? So yeah, they do. You can always call me here at the radio station, and we're going to probably have another class here in a couple months. Maybe kind of try to do it again. I think we're going to add 1 more day it's a lot of information to cram in, so maybe pretty much make the class a week long. And the main thing I'll stress is, on that sort of thing, you want to study as much as you can ahead of time.
Okay.
Because it's just one of those things where it is like drinking from a fire hose, especially if you haven't messed around with this stuff before. It's another world, but we'll get you there.
Well, that's great.
So we're really and thank you again for letting us use that facility, because it was perfect.
We can do to promote groups getting together or starting up.
And this is just a big thing, because getting more people licensed in the area. It's a very weird hobby, the fact that, you have to kind of get a license to be able to participate. But, it's been really great to be able to get more people in the county who are licensed, and we can all talk, and it's just kind of being able to grow that a little bit.
For emergencies and everything.
Absolutely,
right?
There's a lot of stuff for emergency communication and everything. So, some of us are going over to the storm spotting training. This is in Labette County tonight.
Oh, okay.
This is at the Altamont High School. It's actually they moved it into the storm shelter, the tornado shelter, because maybe they had a conflict with the theater being able to use that. But yeah, we're going to that because we missed the one in Montgomery County because it was last Thursday. So we couldn't go to that because we had the class. So
right,
we're
but
going
that
to
all
Labette
fits
County.
In together, right?
Yes, so. Yes. There's a lot of stuff. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, hit me up. We can help you even with self-study between classes and everything.
So, okay.
Yeah, good deal. All right, Denise, I appreciate you sharing your updates for us here, and it's just exciting. I think this year is really a lot of stuff in process, and things are going to come into place.
That's right. So stick with us, right?
Absolutely. Well, thanks for those updates, and I do appreciate you coming on, Denise.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with Open Line here after the news at 9 o'clock on the Mighty 690 KGGF.